following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
So in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, "Forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors." Now, because we live in the world that we do, which is filled with brokenness and sin and broken people who live within it, there's always going to be a need for forgiveness. There's going to be a need for us to forgive others, and there's going to be a need for us to receive forgiveness. But the words of Jesus here seem to point out that there is an absolute correlation between our forgiveness and the forgiveness of others. And here's where I think the correlation lies. As those God has graciously forgiven and who does forgive, we're also called to be those who forgive others who have wronged us as well. Jesus actually shares a parable in Matthew 18, which kind of has this same idea, where there's a king who's owed millions of dollars by this man. And as this man is really being finally given justice, he cries out for mercy. And the king gives him mercy. He forgives him of his huge debt that he would never have been able to pay off himself. This same man who was just forgiven of so much goes out and he sees a man who owes him money. Now, this is not a large amount of money. Maybe it's in the hundreds. Maybe it's in the thousands. And he sees this man and he seizes this man. And he asked for the debt that was owed to him to be paid back immediately. Now, this man then cries out for mercy. And rather than giving mercy, this man who had just been offered such huge forgiveness for this huge debt would not willingly do the same for this other man. In fact, the king goes on to see this, or to find out about this, and he punishes this man for his evil actions. Why does he punish this man? Well, because by this first man's actions, he was showing that he really didn't have a regard for what the king had offered him in this forgiveness. You could almost say that, man, though he knew the forgiveness was there, he didn't receive the forgiveness genuinely in his heart. Now, some of us reading, you know, this passage, some of us hearing this, you know, maybe have had terrible things that were done to us. So this isn't meant to disregard or to minimize any injustice or any evil that was done to you. But this passage does at the same time point out that as forgiven people who have been the ones who have actually wronged others before, ones that God's actually created in his own image, if we really understand the forgiveness that God has shown us, we can't really willingly withhold forgiveness in light of what we received ourselves. Am I right? And as we do this, we're not giving up on justice for injustice. We're not, you know, allowing evil to be ratified or wrong to be ratified. This is instead rather us recognizing and what we received in Christ, and at the same time recognizing who he is, that our God is perfectly just. And so in Romans 12, when it says to pray for those who persecute you, bless those who persecute you, you know, he's not saying to overlook all these things and act as if it's not there, but rather he says, trust that God sees all this and vengeance is his. And so forgiveness, very important for the Christian. And Jesus reminds us here that forgiveness is not just for the benefit of another, but it's actually to be a reflection of our own souls. And it's at the same time an opportunity for us to remember what was done for us as we forgive others, and we do it out of the fact that we've been forgiven of so much. And as those who live in the reality of being forgiven of much, Jesus would say that person loves much because they recognize, man, God's been really gracious to me. Well, God bless you guys and hope you have a great rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.
my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.